The Italian Wine Podcast is the community-driven platform for Italian wine geeks around the world. Support the show by donating at italianwinepodcast.com. Donate 5 or more euros and we'll send you a copy of our latest book, My Italian Grape Geek Journal, absolutely free. To get your free copy of My Italian Grape Geek Journal, click support us at italianwinepodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. Grazie mille.
Welcome to another episode of On the Road Edition, hosted by Stevie Kim. Each week, she travels to incredible wine destinations, interviewing some of the Italian wine scene's most interesting personalities, talking about wines, the foods, as well as the incredible travel destinations.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Italian Wine Podcast. I'm actually in New York and we have a special guest today. This is going to be dropping this episode on March 8th for the International Women's Day. So it is indeed a special episode on the Road Edition. And today we have a special guest for that. And that is Christina Mercuri. Ciao, Christina.
Hi. Hello, Stevie. How are you?
Okay. Where are you, Christina?
I'm in Milano, actually, today.
Milan. Okay. So, Christina, is it Mercuri? Mercuri? How do you say your last name, first of all?
Is it Mercuri?
Mercuri. Mercuri. So the accent on the first syllable.
I'm not a singer as Freddie, but I can sing if I can.
That's Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
Okay. Christina, so first of all, I've been listening to your pods this morning because you are very familiar with our podcast, Italian Wine Podcast, because you had already been on our show two separate additional times. Once with Steve Ray. That was about, I suppose, like a year and a half ago. It's been a while since Steve's been with us. So that's episode 1093 for those of you who want to go back and listen to. And then more recently, I see that it was uploaded about 8 months ago, episode number 1416 with Cynthia Chaplin. So you are very familiar with our format. Thank you for coming back for this special episode.
Thank you for inviting me. Yes, I'm quite familiar and I'm always very, very happy to join you and have a chat with you.
Okay. Christina, so I know you've joined us in the past, but can you just let us know, our new audience, those of who are less familiar, who you are, what you're doing, and just a very brief biography, very skinny.
Yeah. I am a wine educator based in Milano, but I work with basically all the territory of Italy and also abroad. I teach students from the very beginning to up to diploma level or even MW tutoring. And I especially, with my team, I work with wineries, importers, distributors. I train them. So I do a lot of staff training, but also I work a lot with the communication. So I am a presenter for masterclasses and I like to communicate about wines also on social media with my Instagram channel that is Christina Mercuri.
Okay, so we'll talk about your social media a bit later. But so I would just like to remind our listeners that today we will be talking about Christina's role as the potentially the first female Italian master of wine, and why does Italy need a woman master of wine after all? And maybe we can also expect for her to unveil how she turns her setbacks into strength, and if there is indeed a need to speak up for women in the Italian wine industry. So those are some of the things that I'd like to address with Christina today. But I was actually curious, because I was listening to these two episodes just now this morning. Your first episode with Steve Ray, I suppose you met him at Prosecco, right?
Indeed, yeah, during a masterclass I led.
Yeah, I was like, what is she doing? And it is like, you know, get US market ready. But then I figured out, I think you were at the Prosecco event. But you had said something, one thing that I wanted you to expand. And you said, Master of Wine, this MW, this title is especially important for Italy. Would you like to expand on that, what you meant by that?
I think that is important to have. So there are maybe two sides of this topic. One is that Italy itself need more master wines because we have a huge potential and many, many things to say, to communicate, to improve, in my opinion. So the expertise of master of wines, and fortunately now we have already three, so we are getting there, I think. So having this kind of expertise, in my opinion, is fundamental to explore new markets, to solve also the gap that is now in production and consumption. The second side is that master of wine title could be fundamental for me as a woman, because maybe in the episode I was talking about that, but being a woman in this segment, in this sector now, is not that easy. It's much easier than in the past, of course, but not that equal. So now I still, or at the moment, 1 year ago, I was still thinking that for a woman was more important than a man showing a title to make some people shut up and be more respectful. This is not very, I know, it's not the best story I could say, but sometimes I was feeling like that. So I was feeling that myself was not enough, and I needed in this sector title. Now I can say that I changed a little bit my mind. So I am Christina with or without the title, with my value, with my strength, with my weaknesses, with my culture. But at that moment, the title for me was very, very important. It's still one of the most important scope in my life, but I realized that I can be myself even without the title. I want the title. I don't.
Yeah,
of course. I'm fighting for it.
Yes, you are indeed. And I suppose it segues into your second episode, the one you did with Cynthia. And you did say that, in fact, this MW journey, you did have, you know, of course, your camaraderie from your other master wine candidates. But you said that it is a lonely journey in the end.
In the end, yes. I think that study group and the help and the proximity with other people is fundamental, because they can let you see what you cannot see by yourself, but also they can comfort you, they can be close to you. And I was close to my fellow students as well, and I was supporting as well. So they helped me, but I'm sure I helped them. But at the end, when you realize you can go for it, is something that is very intimate. So at least to me, it happens like that. So I was going on studying and practicing and practicing and making classes with other students. And I was building what was necessary for myself, for my soul, to understand how to pass. Because how to pass is something that is inner of yourself. Because if there was a method, if there was something that you can share with other and you can learn together, then everybody could pass together. But it's never like that. One is passing, one is ready. So it's something that is very lonely inside. Especially now I am stage three, so this one is probably the most lonely part of the trip, but is something that is necessary, because in the stage three you have to focus very, very deeply in a small argument and go and think deeply about any aspect of this small topic. So yes, it's quite lonely, but it's worth it.
So are there any other stage three students from Italy at the moment besides yourself?
None.
How many are, you know, like close to passing stage two?
From Italy, I think there is quite a few. Maybe I'm sure that Paolo De Carvalho is getting almost there. Another probably one or two candidates. And I'm working with Paolo to help me, to help him to get ready. You know, it's very, very tough. It's a stage where is exhausting because it's big, is deep, is long. You have 4 days of exam, so you have to be ready from any aspect, not only the preparation in the study, but also the mental training, the physical training. So your body have to be ready to stay there together with your brain, focused on that stuff for 4 days from the beginning to the end, in a room where you can breathe only anxiety for other people. So it's more challenging.
Are you enjoying this podcast? Don't forget to visit our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, for fascinating videos covering Stevie Kim and her travels across Italy and beyond, meeting winemakers, eating local foods, and taking in the scenery. Now, back to the show.
Actually, I did an interview with the three masters of wine now acclimated, the Italians, you know, Andrea, Gabriele, and Pietro, about a year and a half ago. And they explained in detail the agony of the entire journey. So I think that is something very common with the MW candidates. So I saw you last, actually, I think in December for the Prima della Scala, and you had just submitted your research paper. So, of course, you know, I hope to have another interview with you very, very soon after you've completed your stage three. So be strong and let's forge ahead together. So listen, Christina, so you were formerly a lawyer.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
Now I'm 41.
You're 41. And you've decided to go into wine business when?
In 2015. So not many years ago, but...
So not many years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very intense the way you do things, it seems, right?
Yes, because also I was not very young at that moment. And then I said to myself, okay, listen, you want to change because you're not happy? Fine. But if you want to do it seriously. So when you were at the university, you wanted to arrive to be a lawyer or something that was important and you want to actually change something. Now you realize that you didn't like it, fine, you can change. But if you change, you do for something important. So I decided from the beginning that I wanted to become an educator. I wanted to improve the educational part of the wine business and I wanted to become a master of wine. So yes, it's not a long trip, but I've done all the possible, everything possible to make my career speed up very, very fast.
Yeah, it's on fast track, let's say. In fact, you were also awarded as one of the 20 women in food, Donna del Cibo, Women in Food from Corriere della Sera. And a huge shout out to Angela Frenda and our friend, of course, Alessandra Dal Monte, because they're doing incredible work for Women in Food, which it's an annual summit. Unfortunately, it's happening in a very bad time this year. It's in April, right in the midst of the Vinitaly Marathon. But it is an annual summit where they identify 20 personalities in the world of food. And we have a sliver of wine and hospitality as well. And that's where you slipped in. And I'm part of the committee. And I think they were great to recognize you as that innovator in that, you know, very persistent and determined strength to represent women in wine. So congratulations with that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure also to meet you there and to see that you are in the committee. And I think that you are doing very, very well. You're doing great.
You know, the food is a completely a different animal, right? And I feel that they're so advanced in many ways, especially in communication. So I think the wine world, the wine people, we have a lot to learn from them. So I'm very happy to be part of that. And hopefully we can have more wine activities in that event as well in the future. So getting back to you, Christina, what is your typical day like?
It depends. So I like routine, but unfortunately with the work I do, it's not very easy to have my routine. So in a normal day, when I can wake up with my cat Ludovica, I stay home in the morning and I have breakfast. I open my laptop, I read some newsletter I receive, and then I answer some emails, I schedule some meeting, I just do very back-end stuff. In the afternoon, if I have to meet people or I have to teach, I do that. But unfortunately, this kind of routine is quite rare because I travel a lot, so I also wake up in a different room every morning because some days I am in Tuscany, another day I'm in Trentino. So I teach to many different companies. So for instance, last week I was in Florence teaching Gucci Osteria in Firenze, and the staff training was very, very amazing because this kind of people is one that I do like most, because you see exactly what they want and you see exactly how you can help them improving. Then I teach also to Trento. So I went also to Trento, and I was teaching the small guys of the very young people of Fondazione MAC. So I'm happy about my job, but if I can tell you there is a routine or everyday life, it's not very easy to tell you.
For example, the staff of the Gucci Osteria, how do you go about teaching them? What are you teaching them exactly? Is it the wait staff? Or is it the Psalms? What are you teaching exactly?
It was a mix between Psalm and wait staff, and was WCT.
Oh, okay. What level?
Level 1 for a group, but level 2 for another group. And then there is a level 3 that I will do in for another group as well.
Ah, okay. That's interesting.
We also do a lot of tailor-made classes, because it depends on what they want, what do they want to improve. So apart from WCT, we do manage also a lot of tailor-made. So for instance, a couple of months ago, I was teaching to this big distributor in Italy, and he was telling me, no, I have to improve the language on how my staff is communicating wine to my clients. And so it was a training only on the wines of the list, and only aimed to improve their capacity to sell well.
Right, okay. So you had mentioned social media. Are you doing your own social media?
Yes, I'm trying to get the help of someone that is more professional, but actually I didn't find the right one. So now I'm doing it by myself, and I'm happy with that because I see that there is a lot of authenticity in what I do. I think that also people like that, the fact that it's me that is doing it.
Okay. And how much time do you dedicate to social media? Because it's very curated. What is the handle? It's Christina Mercuri, right? Just your name?
Christina Mercuri _ wine. And it's quite well known. There is a good reputation. To be honest, I don't spend a lot of time because my brain works very fast. So I decide to express myself in a very authentic way. So for instance, I decide that when I have some moments that I am free, I plan my post or I film some video and then I publish them. To be honest, I don't spend hours on this. It's something that happens to me very natural. So it's easy, it's natural, it's authentic. A little bit like you. I see yourself working on your social media and you're very, very natural, spontaneous. And I think this kind of value always is appreciated to the audience.
Yeah, I think your Instagram is much more curated. I'm more, let's say, prolific, you know, to say a euphemism, but I'm not as curated as you are, certainly, because we have an agency and we do so many other accounts. So mine is something very personal. But how do you see the social media space in the future for your career?
I think there is something that is destined to go on, for sure. But it will not be the 100% of my career, because I think that social, especially Instagram, is getting more and more superficial. And I really want to change something in the mind of the people that work in the industry, or the consumer as well. So Instagram can be a fantastic way to penetrate, to give awareness, but not to communicate some concepts that are deep and more complicated. So I try to convert complicated technical stuff into easy and very approachable concept. But I think that this must be the way to attract people and then convert them into an offline classroom or something like that. I think social must get more and more important for wineries and for entities in general, because, you know, everybody now has at least one account of social media. Social media is getting the importance that the press has some years ago. The only thing is that we have to educate the wineries or the companies in general on how to communicate properly on social media. So I think I can help on this, and I would like to work more on this. And this must become part of the job. So talking about communication, online, digital, and social media must be part of the communication, but not a total, of course, because we have to engage with different channels. But now there is a need, especially for small wineries, to know more about how social media works and stop saying, oh, there is my cousin that can do this because he is young, can do. No, it's something that a professional agency have to do this. So it's something that you have to invest on for the future.
So we want to celebrate, you know, of course, the International Women's Day on March 8th. So how do you feel like, I guess, the wine industry in general better support and empower women, especially those, you know, aspiring to the leadership roles?
Wow, this is a big question. Let's be honest, industry is not just a problem of wine industry, it's a problem of generic approach of the industry, of the society. So in a better world, there will not be gender pay gap, first things, because money make a lot of difference in the value of the people. I think we could give more of the opportunity with maternity leave, so equal maternity leave for women and men. So in that case, the International Women's Day would be actually celebrating something that is equal. Now we celebrate people that are, yes, in a position of leadership. And in my position, so basically I don't feel such in a big leadership now, but I know that I'm working every day on this and I make a discussion about that. With my company, for instance, my objective, since I am Società Benefit, so it's a sort of a big corporation.
So your company, you mean the Mercury Wine Club?
Yes, it's Mercury Wine Club.
Okay.
And every year we destinate a part of our profit to an association against the violence against women. So we work on this. I don't feel I'm the leader of women in the sector. I would like to become one day, but yes, we all have to work on this. So it's something that is very horizontal in the industry. I don't know if you agree with me on this.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely we need to work on a lot of these issues. I don't have the answer, to be quite honest. I was just, you know, thinking out loud for the most part. And I hope we can work on this together in some way. Are there any female like wine personalities, wine producers who you have looked up to in your short career in wine? It's only been a few years, to be quite honest. But are there any sheroes, so to speak, that you look up to?
Yes, I really admire Camilla Lunelli from Ferrari. Mm-hmm. I think she is a beautiful mix of assertivity, but gentleness and precision. And also she is very inclusive. So this is the kind of leadership everybody needs. So the bossy or the alpha model leadership is not fashion anymore. It doesn't bring any resources. It doesn't enrich anybody. It's only an old-fashioned way to rule that doesn't work anymore. And of course, my inspiration is also Gengis Robinson, because of the great, great depth in everything she delivered together with her staff. So yes, I always looked at women as a font of inspiration, and I hope to become one day a good leader to follow and to admire as well.
Let's say it's going to take you another few months or a year max to become the master of wine, the first woman Italian master of wine. How do you think your life will change if you can look into the crystal ball?
This is a fantastic question, actually. I don't know the answer, but I have some wishes. You know, wishes can be something real if you work for them. So I'm sure that I will go on working on the female aspect of the business, because I think everybody is really, they got enough about this gender gap. And every day, still now, I see or I receive other stories from women in this sector that you understand that cannot work like that. So I would like to improve my work on this, especially with education. So I would like to help company to fulfill the so-called social sustainability in applying protocols that actually fill the gap between men and women in the pay, in how they are treated, in the role. So I want to work actively on that. And then the other beautiful things that I would like to do is to spread the value of the many hidden gems, many, many beautiful places that we have around the world. Because actually Italy is famous to be diverse, we know. But we have to work, and we can work much more on this, especially now with climate change, where the native grape varieties are very well seen and very well appreciated. So working on the unicity of Italy around the world could be one of the things that I want to work on.
I guess my question was, now you dedicate, from what I understand, many hours dedicated to teaching, for example. Is that correct?
Correct.
Right. So you will become a master of wine. How will that shift your life? Do you plan to expand your team? Like, you will have a bigger team? Will you be doing more consulting? Would you be writing a book? You know, what are your dreams? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Talking about education, I already have a small team, but I want to improve it. And I want to improve also the B2B teaching, the staff training. My dream will be also, yes, to write a book. Basically, a book that is not very romantic, but it's not about my story. It's something about how to study Italian wines, how to talk about Italian grape varieties, how to deliver a helpful and insightful information also at the other Master of Wine students. I would like to improve a lot the consultancy and the presentation, the communication stuff.
So you'd like to specialize in Italian wine, is that correct?
I think that it could be interesting, especially if I can export this knowledge abroad. But actually, to be honest, I am in love with many, many regions in France. And this is something that many people know. I am fond of fortified wines. So there's many, many things that I like. So I don't know now exactly. I think that if you work well, the future and the fate will guide you to the right things. The important is that you do what you like in a very professional way and in deep way. But yes, there are many, many things that I would like to do.
Just last two questions. Let's try to finish on a positive note. What advice would you give to young women who are considering a career in the wine industry or thinking about starting a journey to become a master of wine?
There would be a couple of things that I can say. Never doubt too much about yourself. I know imposter syndrome is something that is quite innate in the woman nature because of the culture that we are briefing in the last thousand of years. But if you do what you like and you do it deeply and seriously, there is nothing then can stop you. You can do whatever you want. And if the other people don't believe it, it's not your problem. So go for it. Never stop. There will be moments where you feel alone. It's okay. It's part of the job. Go on. And for the one that want to achieve the big final step of the master of wine, just be very analytic, just be disciplined. I know you can do it. Probably, I don't know if it's something that can be easy to achieve, but be disciplined and be very accurate is something that we can do very easily. So go for it. Don't get stressed about failures. We can be wrong. It's something that is even more difficult than any exam in the world. So having a failure is something that is very, very normal. But please always believe in yourself. And remember, believe in yourself more than the others. Because if you are driving a Ferrari, it means that you can drive a Ferrari. So don't follow blindly the advice of another person that is driving, a Lamborghini. You are both driving two fantastic cars and you deserve it. So trust yourself. Trust the process and go for it.
Okay, great. I think that is an absolutely a great message that you're sharing with your fellow women in the wine industry on this Women's Day special. Thank you so much for joining us, Christina. And that is a wrap. And I hope to see you and celebrate with you very, 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 very soon.
We will, for sure.
Okay. Ciao, ragazzi.
Ciao, grazie.
Thank you for joining us on another installment of On the Road Edition, hosted by Stevie Kim. Join her again next week for more interesting content in the Italian wine scene. You can also find us at ItalianWinePodcast.com or wherever you get your pods. You can also check out our YouTube channel, Mama Jumbo Shrimp, to watch these interviews and the footage captured of each location. Cin cin!